Birds of the Sherborne Missal. A missal contains the text and often the music needed to perform the Christian Mass throughout the year, with variants for special points in the liturgy and for saints' feast days. The Sherborne Missal was created in the early 15th century for the town's Benedictine Abbey. It is one of the finest examples of medieval book painting and a major masterpiece of English art in the international Gothic style, its chief illuminator being the Dominican John Sifuas. It is electrifyingly inventive in its imagery and contains a remarkable marginal series of naturalistic birds, many of which are native to the area and labelled with their Middle English or dialect names. Kingin's Fistere, Kingfisher, Alcedo Athis. River Babel is silence and intransigence relinquished become liquid. Interpretations manifest beyond the confines of a small group of trees. Glimpsed, a gift granted to only the righteous, low over the water seeking its reconfigured arc. Mythologized chromatics, the banded demoiselle, oscillate wings of the peacock butterfly, the emperor's patrolling eye, skimmers and chasers. A floating nest at once hollow and solid, hexatonellid structures crystallizing outward. Crumbling in the hand, Aristotelian flimflam, a fabrication from the spines of garfish. Vieux-vent, dried and hung by its beak, the body would constantly turn, breasting the weather's direction. Wind blown and touched by the fire, as though that vital spark survived still through the agent of mysterious energetic remains. At the surface, the piercing plunge into air, penetration of the aqueous envelope, reflexive sun augmented by an orrery of lights. A sense of underneath, the ruins of another, older river, and then another and another, a depositional sequence of events. Mille fois, mille fiori, the interleaving of crack willow and goat willow. Speckled wood, clouded yellow. Blue, blue, my love, is blue your illuminating presence in my life. Tail mows, long-tailed tit, Aegithalus caudatus. Outside, described as the colour of breath condensing on glass, the chill amnesia of fog. Instances of clarity and fading as if from radio interference. Shuttered sentences. Fur-gloved fingers of magnolia buds poke through submerged etymologies of such words as garden, enclosure, boundary wall. Interiors hollowed by absence. Cross-quarter days herald the sensation of old land tenure agreements. The lost chartreuse of the town mapped by streetlights still tied to winter circuits. The inclusion here of a decorative motif enlivens the depopulated margins of the written page. A series of short, restless surges, inverted landings in the leafless branches of the Judas tree, jack-in-the-bottle, bottle-ticked bum barrel, hedge mum ruffin. Elsewhere in time, conversation alights on the 2,600 feathers lining the nest, additions or subtractions made by researchers prompting immediate readjustments in favour of the preferred number. Dichotomies occur between the elaborated shapes of speech and an unarticulated persistence of the image within neural connections to perceived shifts in cloud strata. A moment of absolution among the accessories of horticulture, moisture droplets ringing the patrimonial birdbath. Cursory, insectivorous questing. scarlet eyelid wattles. Recall of tiny, dull-sized memory. Upswing of an empty branch. Vuelduare, field fare, turdus pilaris. Wing to me enough, harsh thing and wakeful, a tethering of the migration loop. Feathers are brisk, they are impervious, scintillate. The big felty nubbed with jostling quills. Out of a dirty sky, air full of it, whatever it is, grainy like semolina, coupled with severe hypoglycemic episodes. Grips harder, applies torque. Treads of the ice tractor, thimble vetter, the ending of days. Ranging the field's white miscellany, statements constructed from glass in a majuscule hand, the sharpness of hooked minims. Little blocky feet. Flight patterns cut white, 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 the scuts of three-row deer as they disappear down into darkness, rim-lit. Dark scar of subsequent waters, a sourceless chuckling, interpolation of loan words and alien kennings within local narratives. In the wake of their hellion gods, sleek flotillas perform daylight raids on garden pyracantha. Trading of playful insults, soft incursions into relict orchards, vat natak, a symbolic flourish confirms the decisions of those assembled. Stella frozen umbelliferi, pruina loosely deposited, transfers between ash trees crown to crown, leaves daubings of fruity excrement. Gorged among golden hornet apples, I love you, rotten. Pheasant, pheasant, Phasianus colchicus. A needle does not yet exist to drill these bone ends for threading, this amulet in remembrance of the dead. Pain accepted as an explication of growth. Slivers and thorns a means of securing paper-thin sections of secondary calligraphy wetly unfolding in leaves of hedge maple. Flesh stutters and fails, allows ingress. Violets take root within a lattice of barbules, elegant self-assemblages of optical nanostructures. Light as a feather. Remiges and retrites. She waits by the blood in silence, welded to a complex geology, the inclusive hills. Dark lane, pink knoll hollow, horse scratch field, everywhere a map for somewhere else, textually enriched by silts and mars, Pleistocene clays. Pollarded, the countryside engineered to near riot, stirred for a bird, the lie of the land. Lawless laws. A socket, enucleate, splanchnic cavity plangent as the recess of an ancient rebec, tersely set aside. The spurred feet of a fallen crusader, Deo non fortuna. At the foot of the page, three kings pursue their journey through a delicate landscape occupied by a dog hunting a hare. Celandine pollen, caught in the creases of the heripath, the military road. Goules, across argent, and crozier in pale or debruised.